When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Michael Hines, Senior Vice President, Business Banking at Associated Bank. Michael, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to focus our conversation mostly on artificial intelligence today. I saw a recent survey of small businesses that says about 71% of owners are currently using AI, and they're planning on increasing the investment into that. We've heard a couple of reports over recent days and weeks about how AI is rapidly transforming small businesses. Talk to us a little bit about this number and also how that's happening.
Yeah, I think business owners are really seeing the value in the adoption of AI. You know, they wear many hats, right, as a CEO or a business owner, where they're, you know, tasks and things like that that they have to accomplish in a day, where they're adopting the use of AI to kind of streamline a lot of those processes, which then, you know, gives them the ability to really focus on the client.
Yeah, because we've been reporting, and I think we've had conversations, you and I, about this over the last year or so, about how businesses have really had a hard time finding the right types of employees. They've had problems filling roles. Is artificial intelligence already filling those roles, and should that be concerning to the rest of us who are humans?
I believe it is and it isn't. You know, we're hearing different conflicting reports. You know, some business owners are looking to expand that are adopting the use of AI, because basically what that does is it's streamlining some of the processes for their employees as well, so they can, you know, bring in talent and look to expand their business as opposed to focusing on, you know, kind of those daunting tasks that employees don't really want to take on in their day-to-day.
Yeah, and so, like, what would some of those roles be?
You know, so as far as AI, you know, it can take, you know, a lot of things off your plate as far as, you know, if you're internet-based or things like that with, you know, content creation or bookkeeping tasks. You know, some of the sales process can actually be used with AI, and also keeping in contact with the client via, you know, automated chat services and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of us have probably talked to one of those automated chat bots, as they are called, the artificial intelligence. In some cases, they actually have real voices, and it sounds like you're talking to a real human being. That's what you're talking about, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that takes the task of, you know, having an employee assigned to responding to clients directly and puts it into AI, which, you know, at some point during that process, you may have to get involved and reach out to a client. But, you know, if it's an initial contact or something, you know, simple inquiry, that's something that you can use AI for to accomplish.
Yeah. So this survey that I was referencing, I think, came from CNBC and SurveyMonkey. And one interesting fact that I saw from this is that 37% of small business owners are using artificial intelligence to actually run their business. How is that happening?
You know, like we discussed before, you know, there's just a lot of tasks that it can take off their plate. You know, to give them the ability to just connect with clients and focus on expanding that growth in client generation, right? So, you know, there's, you know, they're able to, you know, what I've read in one article too is, you know, business owners who may have some sort of a disability or something like that, they're able to utilize AI to overcome that disability, right? To mm-hmm. keep things moving along with their business. So,
yeah, and I think I don't know about you, but I've used ChatGPT a few times, and I'm guessing in this scenario, a CEO would be able to put into ChatGPT or a similar artificial intelligence software program, help me find clients. Here are the people that I'm looking for. Here are the clients I'm looking for. Here's my geographical area. These are the parameters, and then artificial intelligence would basically create a business plan or a marketing plan.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've seen stories where business owners have basically, you know, started a company from the ground up utilizing AI and you know, ChatGPT, right? Just by, you know, utilizing the app on a consistent basis and asking different questions and just following through with that process. So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, then just from a similar program, you could say, you know, create a graphic, create a logo for my company. Here are the parameters. And all of a sudden you have an artwork team that's coming out of artificial intelligence with a new company logo.
Exactly. Yeah, it's that easy, right? You can input that request through ChatGPT and, you know, 2 minutes, you have a new logo for your company, right?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Michael, are you concerned at all about the warnings we're hearing from some of the creators of artificial intelligence that this is this technology is going to start taking jobs quicker than we thought?
I mean, it is a possibility, right? Depending on the company size, I think maybe some of your smaller companies, you may see a reduction in headcount, right? Just because they're able to streamline a lot of the process. But I also think some of the, you know, mid-size and larger businesses, you may see some expansion, right? Because you're able to take a lot of those tasks, streamline them, and hire the right individuals to focus on really what they're good at and what talent they bring to the table.
There was one story that I saw back to the CEOs, company leaders using artificial intelligence. I think it came from Ohio, where a company uploaded documents, about 400,000 documents into a database, uploaded other information about the company, uploaded marketing plans, company histories, and basically created a CEO clone.
I actually read that article as well, yeah. You know, and I think part of that article was speaking to this individual who had a disability, right? And he was able to overcome that disability by uploading this information, creating that persona. And, you know, people, clients, things like that are able to reach out directly to the CEO clone that he was able to create utilizing that AI.
Yeah. And so you have to maybe extrapolate that to other industries to see if that's even possible. But it sounds like it might be.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes some adoption of the technology, right, and some input and probably patience with the business owner to understand and figure out the technology. But I think it's, you know, something that a lot of business owners can take advantage of.
Well, in your role as a vice president of business banking at Associated Bank, I'm sure you've had contact with the clients who are interested in taking on artificial intelligence. Can you talk to us about those conversations, about its expense? How much does it cost? Is it something that companies are working and planning for right now, or where does that stand?
Well, you know, like you and I talked about earlier with ChatGPT, right? There are free versions of ChatGPT. You know, so business owners can take advantage of some of those services, but if they want to get more in-depth and you know, take on AI in different avenues of their company, yeah, I think there would be a pretty decent expense to it. You know, but if the offset is you're able to streamline a lot of the process and focus on that expansion, I think it's a pretty good offset, right, to take advantage of that growth and increase revenues.
Yeah, especially if you're saving money on an entire marketing department or a planning department of some sort.
Exactly, right. So you'll see a reduction in, you know, that employee cost, right, and also an increase in that top-line revenue, you know, so that I believe that expense would make a whole lot of sense for a lot of these business owners.
Is there a business segment that is, from an employee standpoint here, less threatened by artificial intelligence than another? Because I've seen artificial intelligence being used in everything from landscaping to construction to blue-collar to white-collar jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's just a lot of things that AI can do, right, that we just haven't adopted yet. So I think that this expands and business owners start to utilize it a little bit more. I don't really see that there's a certain industry that's kind of protected by the use of AI. I do feel like a lot of business owners can instill the use of it and, you know, be successful.
So. Yeah, and I'm guessing this is going to include bankers and media types as well, right?
Correct, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of uses that we have for AI as well here in the banking industry.
Yeah, I want to pivot a little bit, Michael, to another couple of stories here. One is the latest updates on the economy. We have a report that private sector jobs are up more than expected. The GDP looks better in the second quarter. Talk to us a little bit about the economic landscape out there that you're seeing and how it's affecting local businesses.
Yeah, I think the uncertainty for business owners with the economy and stock market is improving. I wouldn't say we're, you know, 100% there with the confidence level of some of the business owners, but I do see improvement there. The stock market shows, right, we're hearing some pretty good earnings reports coming out here recently. You know, I think the biggest subject that business owners are waiting to see is kind of where interest rates are going to go here in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months.
Talk to us a little bit about how they're planning for the rest of the year. After the first really half of the year, there was a lot of uncertainty. How are they planning for the latter part of this year and into early next year?
I think business owners are still kind of a little hesitant, right? There's still some tariff deadlines and things like that in play that, you know, it's just some uncertainty, right, on how the economy is going to play out for the remainder of the year. So I think, you know, I wouldn't say they're in a wait and hold pattern, but I think it's business as usual at this point. I think once we have a more defined vision of how things are going to look for the next, you know, 6 months, we may see some room for expansion for business owners, right, and getting more aggressive on their expansion plans. Mm-hmm.
Based on what you're seeing, are you optimistic for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, the forecast is we will start seeing some rate declines starting in September, so I think that could hold well for the economy. So yeah, I would say I'm pretty optimistic.
All right. Michael, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. You can email me at michael.hides@associatedbank.com, or you can reach me on my cell at 847-858-7769.
All right, Michael, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.